We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Earlier today that I was telling Evan about, that someone had him signing with the Mets for 5 years of $185 million.
Yes.
Now, that would be $37 million.
More than Jake.
$1 million a year.
More than Jake.
Which would make him the highest paid New York Met player.
Yeah. More than Jake.
More than DeGrom.
The best pitcher in the sport.
I'm not sure I believe that. But there is a legitimate report out there now that it's the Mets or the Angels for Trevor Bauer. So as much as we're going to focus on what you just heard from the new head coach of the Jets, give us a few minutes. We'll flip it back around and go down that Met road.
And when we get down that road, it's a very complicated issue because you heard my view on George Springer.
Yep.
But you've also heard my view in the past about Trevor Bauer. There's a little battle internally I'm facing as a Met fan on what I would do in that regard.
But we'll get to that. So give us 20 minutes on that. We want to let people have a shot to just comment. First thoughts. That's the first time you heard your head coach in a personal type setting with an interview via the, and you may have heard the press comments. If not, listen, he comes across great. Comes across great, honest, sincere. I love the fact that his family's already here. I love that. They're already looking for a house and hopes to have a house bought and moved into in the next month.
You know what I love?
I think that's fantastic. I love that aspect of this.
In the past, it feels like the Jets have hired coaches that other teams weren't that interested in, right? This was a guy who came into the offseason as the hottest coaching candidate out there. Is that a fair statement? He was the...
Oh, he's the guy.
He was the hot guy, right? He was the hot candidate.
And partially because of his image.
Sure.
But yes,
whatever
he was the guy.
Reason,
yep.
Interviews, yep. Image, success with the Niners, the hot candidate. And for him to pick the Jets, that was important. And it was interesting to hear the reasoning was management. You know, more so than roster construction, draft picks. It was a trust in Joe Douglas. It was a trust in, I'll give him some credit, Christopher Johnson.
Well,
and that's encouraging.
The other part was he liked the Jets process.
Yes.
The Jets didn't say to him, hang on one sec, here's an offer. The Jets said to him essentially, nice to meet you. We'll let you know.
Right.
Right?
Played it cool.
Right. So I give the Jets credit on that. The Jets did not make an emotional decision. The Jets made a practical decision.
And by the way, most Jet fans weren't making the practical decision because the view from Jet fans when he was being interviewed is you can't let him leave.
Right.
That was the view. Can't let him leave. If he leaves, he's gone. Make him sign a contract there. The Jets took the opposite approach, which benefited them.
Right. And by the way, I've gotten a bunch of people reach out to me. Who's Jaime? Jaime Elhai is the president of the New York Jets, became the president back in 2019.
Right.
So for those of you that have heard the name Jaime and are saying, who's Jaime, just to put it out there,
sure.
He's the president of the New York Jets and has been with the Jets for a long time, but became president a couple years ago. So that's the name Jaime. Barry, Gary, good afternoon. How are you?
Hello!
What's going on, bud? How's everything?
Jesus.
Craggy, I'm glad you're back. I cannot wait for your first remote.
Well, it's going to be at DJ's in Belmar.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to make it a big party. Going to shut the street down. Going to have the risers out there. Going to have a band. Lightspeed's going to be out there. It's going to be great.
You'll have me there, too.
Great.
All right. Okay. I got two slogans. Since you love them. One, Jet It and Forget It.
Jet It and Forget It. It's not bad. All right.
And how about the No Regrets Jet?
No, I don't like that one. And the more I think about Jet It and what was it?
Get it?
Forget it?
Jet it and forget it?
Jet it and forget it.
That's that old the cooking show one.
Well, yeah.
Set it and forget it.
And then the whole audience.
We've got a great rotisserie oven here that cooks the chicken in 3 minutes. Set it. And forget it.
That's great information.
I feel bad. I kind of may have to correct you on something.
What?
I don't know if our first remote is going to be at DJ's.
DJ's in Belmar.
No. And I'm excited to be at DJ's in Belmar.
DJ's in Belmar.
And we will have a remote at DJ's in Belmar, but that's probably going to be in August, maybe.
DJ's in Belmar.
Another place will have to be in early July.
No, just saying. DJs in Belmar.
I get it. There may be a place we have to be in early July.
Oh, so now you are preparing for a parade?
I didn't say a parade.
Yeah, okay. A week ago, you're yelling at me for giving you the parade route. Now you're planning on doing a show?
I didn't say the parade.
DJs in Belmar.
That'll be our third remote.
No.
The Brooklyn Nets suck.
Our first remote... may have to be at a conference finals or a finals game. Our second remote will be the parade. Our third remote will be in Belmar, New Jersey.
The Brooklyn Nets suck.
Yeah. Says the guy who's against the trade and hated it.
I'm just protecting us. I don't want you to say something that turns out not to be true.
This may be our first fight.
I think we're having one.
DJs in Belmar is our first
not
remote.
Not necessarily.
All right.
I mean, we may have other plans.
You could be on the parade float.
Yeah.
On Flatbush Avenue.
Okay.
Coming across to Brooklyn Bridge.
Where are you?
I'll be at DJs in Belmar.
That's where
I'm going to be.
That'd be a hell of a show. I'm in Belmar, and you're in Belmar?
That's where I plan on being.
So you're going to try to drink yourself into not knowing what's going on in Brooklyn, New York that day. Interesting.
Are those Knick players on the floor?
I don't know.
Whatever it takes. Here's,
no, hold on one second.
Here's Sonny and Malvern. Sonny, what's on your mind?
My man, Pots and Pans.
What's up, kid?
So much. Listen, first of all, great story about 9/11. It does put in perspective about how short life is to go out and do what you want to do in life, and you know, that's important. Number two, listen, great interview. I was surprised how nervous he was in the first press conference. And Evan, yeah, you're right. He was the hot candidate, but in all due fairness, there was not a great coaching pool out there. And he fits the part. Yeah, he looks great. He was a great defensive coordinator. I think they finished fourth, and they had a lot of injuries. If he surrounds himself with a great coaching staff and, stays humble, the only thing I'm worried about, listen, I respect that he's a family man. I think that's the most important thing in life for any guy, for any father. But you got to be around the facility, guys, 24/7 if you want to be successful.
Wow, cool. I think he gets that.
Yeah.
I think his family clearly gets that at this point. The same applies to coordinators. He was not, showing up, for 3 hours on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's his life. But his family's going to be with him, meaning he's not going to Zoom call to see his kids.
Right.
If he's living in New Jersey, the family's going to live in New Jersey. So every time he gets home from the office, he can kiss his kids and put them to bed.
Yeah.
Or whatever the case may be.
Look, these guys know the work that needs to be put in to be an NFL head coach. That. You can balance the two things. You could be an awesome husband and father while also being an NFL head coach. And I don't know if this was a down coaching class. I don't know if I agree with that assessment.
There was no hot candidate other than him. The other guys were just other guys, good coordinators, well thought of.
But there was clearly... He was the guy.
A hot candidate.
Yeah, no doubt about
that.
That's
the guy. Like you said, as much as we wanted to hire him, he said yes to us.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't have to. I'm sure the Jets didn't say, here's $20 million a year.
Right.
I'm sure he got whatever first-time head coaches get.
They impressed him.
Yeah.
And look, I'm sure the picks and the roster and the cap space worked in its own way, like he mentioned. But to give credit to Joe Douglas, I ripped him earlier for his free agency. I'm a fair guy. I want him to be successful. Joe Douglas, Jaime, Christopher Johnson, they did a good job in the interview because they were able to convince the hottest coaching candidate to join a franchise that, let's face it, has stunk for a decade.
More than that, but really for a decade. Here's the best part, and this is why I asked him the question. As he drove down the turnpike to the armpit of the East Coast and was going to be interviewed by the Philadelphia Eagles, who also just hired their new head coach today, another white guy. He said to himself,
I hope they call me.
Yeah.
Dude, and that's crazy. All I needed to hear.
Isn't that kind of crazy? That's not something we're used to.
You may have a Rocky statue. We got the real thing. Here's John in Fairfield on the Fan. John, good afternoon.
What do you think of this? Ready? Craig Carton and the Sundance Kid. What do you think of that? Instead of Carton. All right. So what do I think of the new coach? I think he said all the right things. I like a man that's a man enough to be in touch with his vulnerability. And he seems like he's an honest guy, honest dealer.
Yep.
I like that. But here's what I don't – there's a lot of talk on the fans about the we need Deshaun Watson. We've got all these draft picks. I don't want some reverse Herschel Walker trade. Those trades always work out worse.
Nah, but John, I get the fear of a trade like that. We're talking about a quarterback. That's why I reject the Herschel Walker comparison in every way.
It's not even just that. Listen, the trade has not happened, so we're all talking out of our asses about what the Jets would have to give up to get him. But let's just assume we're in the ballpark of three first-round picks, just for the sake of, this silly conversation that he brought up. You know, the Herschel Walker trade was, we're giving up everything and anything we got that's not bolted down to the ground.
Well, it could come to that.
Right? No. If it's three first-round draft picks, and we're not saying we're right, we believe it.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Jets still have first-round draft picks. That's why it's not the Herschel Walker deal. It's not even the Ricky Williams deal, which I recognize was a draft. This is different because the Jets have built up this, I know it's a cliche term now, this draft capital.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you build up draft capital to use it. In this case, there's only two ways to use it. Load up on amazing young talent and hope and cross your fingers that our scouting system and general manager pick the right guys. We have seen what happens when you pick the wrong guys. Or use that draft capital to potentially get a legitimate franchise quarterback in his prime.
I agree with you, but it's very, very important to never mention. And I say this to our last caller, I say it to anyone else. Never use the example of a freaking running back. And you just did it with Ricky Williams.
I was talking about giving up everything to get a player.
I get it. Yes. But there's a difference between giving everything up to get a player who's a running back and a player who's a top five quarterback in the league. It's worth it. I get it. You don't want to give up draft picks. I get all of it. We are talking about a proven franchise quarterback. This isn't even Carson Wentz or RG3 because you were trading all those draft picks for a potential franchise quarterback.
Correct.
This man, and I guess you could disagree with it and fight this point, is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. No, he's not Patrick Mahomes. He's a top five quarterback in the NFL. Okay? That's different than giving up a million picks for a running back. It's not the same. Never compare it to Herschel Walker. Never compare it to Ricky Williams because it's a quarterback.
And think about this. On a team that had a lousy defense and got rid of their best offensive player not named Deshaun Watson, he threw for 4,800 yards and his touchdown to interception ratio.
Yeah.
I'll just say it. I'm not a big stat guy, but I'm going to play the game 33-7.
Yeah.
Shut up.
That's my point.
That's it. I'm with you.
And look. No one is also saying that Deshaun's going to come here and they're going to have the roster around them to win a Super Bowl. But here's what you know. Unlike the Brett Favre decision, you would bring in a quarterback who you've got for a decade. A decade! And by the way, also, don't waste your time with this. I'm just going to point out the things that I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear about Ricky Williams or Herschel Walker. And don't tell me he's a quarterback that relies on his legs. That's BS. You got those stats in front of me? How many yards did he throw last year?
I got it. Oh, the throwing yards?
Yeah, how many was that?
4,823.
How many quarterbacks in the NFL threw for more yards than Deshaun Watson? I'll help you out. Zero. This is a quarterback who will be yours, ours, whoever gets him, for a decade. You damn right you give up draft picks for him. You damn right you give that up for him. Because that guy's worth it. If you have a chance to get a franchise quarterback, just about anything's worth it, Craig. Seriously.
Yeah.
What wouldn't be worth it?
Passing yards, he led the league. Yards per pass attempt, he led the league. Yards per pass completed, he led the league. Mahomes had most passing yards per game.
Patrick's
and obviously
better.
He didn't play that last
Patrick
week.
Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback in the NFL. Yeah. We all know that. That's not the point. You do whatever you can to get this kind of talent.
Here's Steve in West Islip. Stevie, what's on your mind today, buddy?
Hey, Cody. Listen, this new coach may be dragging a lot of wives to watching the Jets once again. I heard all the talk about how good-looking he is. I'd never seen him. Phil's picture was on the back of the Post last week. I'm married 25 years. I tell my wife, listen, there's a lot of talk about how handsome this new coach is. Come on, be honest. You know, we're married long. You can be honest.
Sure.
Tell me what you think. He comes over with the reading glasses in her hands, doesn't even put them on, looks at the back page and goes, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I go, don't you want to put your glasses on? I don't need to put my glasses on. If he calls and asks for my cell phone number, give it to him. I go, you don't have to be that honest with me, for God's sake.
How about this? Here's what you do. I'm gonna help you out since I know your wife now is the hots for Robert Saleh, and it's concerning. I understand. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to find a picture of me, and I want you to tell her that the original picture you saw wasn't of him, and then just show a picture of my pasty white face from any one of the many articles you could Google. None of them are positive, and say to her, "My bad. This is the guy." And you'll be back right where you need to be with your wife, okay?
You know what? I knew I'd get the advice from you. Thanks, Greg.
You got it, buddy. Anytime I can help out. Yeah, that's all you do. That's the guy. Ugh.
Here's the problem, Craig. What year Craig Carton picture is he getting?
I mean, I don't know.
2007, Craig's good looking, man.
2007?
Yeah, you're a good looking guy.
I was thinner, though. I know that.
That's my point. You're youthful. You look
And I was
young.
Probably tan. I was very tan in 2007.
Yeah.
I was always tan.
If he gets 2017, 2020 Craig Carton,
well,
especially 2020 Craig Carton, that's a problem.
No. If I may. The real problem is anything from the fall of 2017.
Well, I don't mean
let's just avoid let's avoid all those Porky the Pig photographs of me in a suit, please.
I get you.
I can't. That haunts me.
So where do you look the best when you're wearing a hoodie where like you're wearing
best?
Now?
No, summertime. Any summertime pictures?
Showing off the noodles.
The noodles? No.
Yeah, I mean your arms.
Tan.
Oh.
Tan. Once summer hits, I'm good to go. You know what? Device, I have no money, but if I did, that I would have bought five, times already.
What's that?
Have you ever seen this workout device, the mirror? Dude, I would have had that, like, in every room.
So it's a device in which you could stare at yourself?
So it's a mirror, but it has a video component in the mirror. Like, have you ever seen mirrors that have TVs in them?
Yes.
Right, so similar to that. And, you turn it on, and there's different kinds of workouts.
Oh, I'm looking at it. Damn, it's expensive.
So this way you can work out, whether it's, shadow boxing or sit-ups or burpees or whatever it is, but you have, a trainer.
Yeah.
I'm dying to get
I'm
that.
I'm looking at this now. It's actually the
way
one
out of
version.
My league.
It's called the mirror. It's actually called the mirror?
Yeah, a woman in New York invented it.
Yeah.
She was, a dance instructor in New York, and she invented it.
It's about... Yeah,
it's a couple grand, right? A
couple of grand, yeah.
Yeah, and then it's like a monthly fee to get all the workouts.
Yeah.
I would have had one of them in every room 5 years ago.
That is some high-tech stuff right there. You're looking in a mirror, and then there's another person basically helping you work out.
Yo, I got to get Boomer to buy me one of those.
Why would he
Because that's how it used to go.
Yeah, but you're not going to do that now.
He used to be, I know the owner of Peloton. You want a Peloton? All right, yeah. I get a Peloton delivered the next day. Oh, I'm tied with the head of Samsung. You need a TV? Yeah, all right, a TV. Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, I got bad news for you, Craig. I'm not getting that for you.
You fail me in that regard.
Yeah, that whole team atmosphere will do a lot better if we start, swiping the mirror with air fryers. Now we're talking.
Everybody wants a mirror.
Yes.
All right. Tell Danny Chotskinotsky off to make sure that we all do endorsement deals for the mirror. All right? There you go. I'm helping you out now. Look what I'm doing for you. Air fryer, make your food healthier.
Right.
Mirror, workout.
How about if I...
Hand in hand.
If I bought a few installments of the mirror, I'd get that for you for your birthday.
What do you mean? If you bought a few what?
Installments. Like I read online.
How much a month is it?
It's $40 a month. I'll buy like 5-6 months for you.
All right.
That's not a good gift though, because then what happens after 5-6 months?
I got to start paying $40
a month. Oh, God forbid. God forbid you might have to put some own money into your own birthday present. Don't do that.
That's right.
We get killed for things like that. That's a bad gift.
You can't buy me a gift that costs me money.
It's a bad idea, Evan.
Now, if you wanted to give me a birthday gift, buy me the mirror with 5 years prepaid.
That would cost like 10 grand. You think I get paid that around here?
Whatever.
You know.
Whatever it is.
When do we celebrate your birthday this
year? We don't celebrate my birthday. I'm an adult.
Is it Friday or Monday?
What's
the protocol on that?
We do not celebrate my birthday because I'm an adult. I'm good.
So Friday or Monday?
If you want to buy me some dumplings on Monday, that's great.
No, it's got to be Friday,
Lugie, a week from Friday, we're going to have a big Craig Carton birthday bash.
No, we're not having a big Craig Carton anything.
Fudge the whale cake, yeah, the whole thing.
No, no.
You can't stop us from bringing stuff in for you, and you can't stop me from saying numerous times next Friday, it's birthday Craig. Like every time I refer to you, I'll say the birthday boy instead of Craig.
52 candles.
It is what it is.
52.
52.
Right?
Well, 10 for good luck.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. What? Who? Huh? Yes, the 31st is my birthday, but I'm telling you. We're good.
On Friday, the Friday.
We're good.
Before.
Like you acknowledged it right now.
No.
We're good.
No,
and don't get me a gift that costs me money.
That's exactly what we're getting you.
Like, and you too, if you were thinking about buying me a gift, just make it a $25 gift card so I can finally get that damn hamburger.
Part two of the Christmas gift.
And it's also you share a birthday, as you probably recall now, with the brand new head coach of the New York Jets, Coach Sala. Same birthday.
Shoot, I forgot that. I should remember that for the interview.
You could have brought that up. Hey, we're birthday buddies, Coach. What do you think?
Listen, he might move into my neck of the woods.
You think so?
Then we could barbecue together. Well, I'm not sure if he's halal or not. Hmm. I don't know, he may have some eating restrictions just based on, you know, being a Muslim American. Right? Aren't there eating restrictions if you adhere to the Muslim? There's a diet, isn't there?
I would think.
Like Orthodox Jews have a certain diet, right? You know, I'm not sure how many other religions do, but I'm pretty sure if you're Muslim, it's at the halal diet.
This is one of the differences I've noticed. We're very different, me and you, very different people. I wouldn't want to be friends with Coach Sala. Can I tell you why?
Why not?
I'm going to tell
you why.
Seems
like a good dude.
Nothing
against the same age.
Seems like an awesome dude. Yeah. Same thing. Here's why. Because on Monday mornings, I don't want to think about how I'm destroying my friend on the radio. I just want to destroy the head coach of the New York
Comes
Jets.
Comes with the territory. He knows what he's
signing
up for.
I get it, but there's no part of you that says, it's my friend. I may hold back a little bit.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Listen, that's the way it goes.
Okay.
I got a job to do.
Okay.
I got to do my job.
I respect that because...
And he understands that.
Okay. So there's never anyone we would talk about where maybe... If I was destroying them, but you were friends with them, you'd be like,
"Well, are you destroying them with a merit-based argument?
Don't I always?
Or you just don't like the guy, so you're taking a shot at him?
Who do I rip because I don't like?
I was asking a question.
No, when I like,
if it's merit-based, it's merit-based. That's how it goes.
When I rip the commissioner of baseball, I don't do it because I don't like him. I have nothing against him. There are things I don't like about what he's done as commissioner.
No, by the way. Guys that get to that position in life,
they don't care.
Are thick-skinned enough to know that there are going to be criticisms
of
their performance. Rob Manfred, who I do consider a friend, is well aware that people don't agree with every decision he's made. And he's okay with that.
So you don't mind ripping him when need be?
Well, listen, if I think you're disrespectful to a friend, I would tell you that.
What's but disrespectful?
Well, I think you know what disrespectful is.
Am I disrespectful?
No, I'm sad. You asked the question.
I know. I'm trying to
figure
it out.
If you were like Rob Manfred, just to use your example.
Yes.
Right? If you were Rob Manfred, we had Rob Manfred on, right?
Yeah.
And you were like, Rob, I don't understand. I think you're doing a disservice to the game by not announcing with the owners, because they're part of it, and the players are part of it too, but not making sure we have an answer to the DH
for
this year.
Oh, that will be asked. Yeah,
now,
of course.
Rob Manfred's going to tell you, I'm not the king of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
We have a players association. We have a collective bargaining agreement, right. And they have a voice in it. And once the owners and players get together and agree on it, I'd be happy to tell you the decision.
Oh, I got six follow-ups to that. But
you get my point.
Yeah, I get your point. I'm not going
like,
to do it to you.
Well, you're a moron.
No, that's
disrespectful.
When we ripped Gase in the few months to wrap up the season, did any of our critiques come off as disrespectful?
Adam Gase?
Yeah.
Adam Gase deserved to be disrespected.
Okay.
That's the difference.
Well, your friend, if you become, like, if I became friends or you became friends with Coach Sala, I'm hoping this doesn't happen.
I kind of feel like he and I are already buddies.
Jeez.
I kind of feel that way.
But what if he gets to the point where he deserves to be quote-unquote disrespected like Adam Gase? Then what do?
You disrespect him.
Okay, that's all I'm trying to figure out. That's all I'm asking.
Hold on a second.
What's the matter with you over there?
Deshaun Watson put out a tweet.
Yes.
But it's not to me, is it?
He tweeted at you?
That's what the guys are saying. I don't think it's a tweet to me, though.
Let me see. Let me check out my good friend.
Oh, I see it. All right, here we go.
No, it's not a tweet to you.
Mark Mammon. Mamone? Mammon. Mark, whatever. He put out a tweet to Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
New York Jets and fans will always be there for you. Come get some. Deshaun Watson responded to that tweet. If you always there for me, that's a really good look. Meaning Jet Green. Or meaning you shouldn't if you're a friend.
No. Okay. I'm on his Twitter account. Let's get this
straight.
How do
you take that?
Yeah, that's
he didn't respond to anybody.
Oh.
Deshaun Watson tweeted 1 hour ago,
yeah,
if you're always there for me, that's a really good look.
In now, response to what?
It's in response to nothing, but, oh, but, no, hold on. Hold on a second. He tweeted this at 3:24 p.m.
Oh,
it's,
I know where you're going to go.
Possible.
I got you.
That was a tweet in response to our head coach who talked about always being there for players.
I will always be there for you. Deshaun Watson heard Coach Sala on the fan and said, I like the way that sounds. If you're there for me, that's what I'm kind of what I'm looking for.
That's an implication that I think many could take out of this, because if you timestamp it and then say, well, what's that connected to? Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm sure we'll get corrected. Is that a lyric to a song?
No, I'm writing to Deshaun directly now. My man, Pots and Pans.
Okay.
There you go.
Great. That'll definitely seal the deal.
Should I add something to it? Jet Green looks good. Perhaps the next car you buy someone will be that color.
Now,
all right.
If you ever take a look at Deshaun Watson's mentions.
Also, since you already did the paid in full car, perhaps the risky business car in green makes sense this time.
Hold on. This is a big mistake.
Time man. Around.
Too wordy, man. Get to the damn point.
I'm getting to the point.
Deshaun's not reading that.
No?
No. You got to go quick. Look at his mentions.
I said that
everyone's
anyway.
Recruiting him with like six words. Every response to Deshaun Watson is, you got to be a Bear. You got to be a Jet. Please stay with the Texans. What about the Niners? There's Photoshops everywhere. Look at him as an Indianapolis Colt. Look at him as a Jet. Look at him as this. Look at him as that. So he is getting openly recruited constantly on Twitter, but to tweet out, if you're always there for me, that's a really good look, right around the time Coach Sala was saying he's there for his players, has certainly led some to speculate Deshaun's talking to the coach.
How many times do I have to say this?
What?
I said it yesterday. I'll say it again today. Matter of fact, make a note, gentlemen. Make sure I say it every day if I forget, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Watson is going to be a New York Jet.
Okay.
It's done.
Now, let me say something.
Allow it to happen, and let's enjoy the ride.
Sir. Craig, sir. Should I call you sir?
No, go.
2 weeks ago, on this show,
yes,
I said to you,
what?
Deshaun Watson wants out.
Yeah.
The Jets, it could happen.
Yeah.
And you yelled at me. You raised your voice and said, stop it, that's crazy. Now you're taking and you're on board with the Deshaun Watson trade?
I don't have any
after
tapes to prove that.
You slapped me down?
I know.
Like
prove
a
it.
Child?
Is there a tape that backs that story up?
I'll find it.
Or is that just in your memory that you like to think that I was against the concept of Deshaun Watson coming here?
Put it this way.
Yeah.
Even though I know Loogie and C-Mac won't help me, I'll do it myself. I'll go back. No, I don't want their help anyway. They won't do it. I will go back to our old podcast, which, of course, you can download wherever you get podcasts.
Well, use iTunes. It's the best place to do it.
Oh, iTunes. Yes, use iTunes. That's what I do.
Yeah,
I will find it, and then you will apologize.
Please do.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Now, as you know this. I wear a mask all the time. I just want to protect my newborn at home. I live with a... My in-laws are a little older, so I do it for extra precaution. You know that.
One of the issues with the mask, which I don't mind wearing, is after you eat something,
yeah,
you smell it over and over and over again. I'm dead serious. So right now, as good as the prosciutto was...
Yeah, so you smell prosciutto all day. It's great.
Yeah,
it's
awful. This is a light smelling... This isn't like, you know, eggplant bomb or something.
C-Mac. Great. C-Mac, you're right. But my breath, along with the prosciutto...
Not my problem.
It's not your problem. It's not anyone's problem. It's my problem.
So stop complaining about it.
I'm showing a mask issue. And so what you got to do as soon as you have a food like that and your mask is back on, go right to the Listerine strip. It's very important. Clears it up. And now you're sniffing the Listerine.
Yeah, I'd rather smell prosciutto for the next half hour than Listerine.
Not with you on that.
Incorrect.
If I had a choice, prosciutto or Listerine, I'm going prosciutto all day.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Why don't you just put on a new mask?
Yeah, I may have to.
How about that? You have the cheap medical ones on anyway.
No, the medical ones are the best. Because your breath's not going to change because the mask is different. According to the experts.
They say the medical mask is the best?
No, the reason I like to use the medical mask is because it doesn't interfere with the sound. But the point is...
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a good point.
The point is, you got to go to the Listerine. Even if you change masks, your breath isn't changing. All right. You got to change your breath. I'm a big Listerine guy. In fact, one of the biggest mistakes I made early on when I met my wife is she thought I was going in for a kiss because I took the Listerine out to put in my mouth. She figured, guy's going for the kiss. Never did it. Big mistake I made.
Well, obviously, it worked out, right?
It eventually worked out, but she thought I, you know.
Afraid of the...
Yeah.
Got it.
But she thought a couple of things. I'm not going to get into it.
Here's John and Hazlitt, as we've now met the new head coach of the Jets. And again, we're giving away the piece of WFN before 6 o'clock. So listen for the sound of Boomer Esiason saying, yeah, boy. What's up, John?
What's up, boys? So as a Giant fan, I remember about a year ago hearing a press conference and interviews of our new head coach.
Yep.
And although Salah could probably beat up Joe Judge, I know that I had the confidence that the team was in the right hands. I'll say for Jets fans, I felt that same confidence as a non-Jet fan hearing Salah talk today. I think they're in good hands with this guy. I know you guys have been through a long road of not winning.
Yeah.
But I think you have the captain now to lead the
leadership. It does feel that way. I do want to admit one thing. Not that this matters, and you can yell at me, Craig, for even saying this, but to John's point, I did think that Joe Judge was more impressive a year ago. I think that, and that's more of a compliment to Judge than it is a knock on Coach Salah. Salah was fine today, and I'm inspired as a Jet fan. I know you are, too. Joe Judge had one of those special kind of press conferences.
Yes. Yeah, the guy in Detroit had a strange one. Joe Judge's was fantastic.
It was.
Now, Robert Salah was good.
He was good.
The press conference wasn't what I hoped it was going to be.
But what were you hoping for?
Which was
going
to be like a General Patton in front of the troops type of thing.
No.
But it was responsible. It was professional. It was respectful. Covered all the boxes.
Yeah.
It just didn't make me want to run through a wall.
No. Joe Judge did.
And how'd that work out? 6 wins.
Well, they are moving in the right direction.
The Eagles screwed us. Wah! You won 6 games.
You're not being very
smart. So he did a great job changing the culture. At the end of the day, the new culture was the same amount of wins.
You're going to regret. They didn't win 6 games last year. They improved. Here's why you're going to regret making that statement.
6.
Here's why you're going to regret it, and you should really.
Why am I going to regret it? I'm a Jet fan. I got my guy.
I'm going to tell you why.
Good.
If the New York Jets win 6 games next year.
Yeah.
And they're playing meaningful games in December.
Yes.
And we feel like we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
You're going to feel like an ass because those words are going to be used against you.
Never.
They aren't? McMonagle's going to remember those words, and you should.
Get a new board.
I'm going to remember them.
Remember those words.
I'm remembering these
words. Try to win 8 games and get back to me.
Please, you'll be thrilled. He's absolutely right. You'll be thrilled next year.
At 6-10, I'd be miserable.
You're full of
Why would I be happy if the New York Jets won 6 games? What am I? I'm a loser?
Because you're at the point this year where you were begging them to lose. That's why.
Yeah, because there's a specific quarterback I wanted.
Well.
6-10's not good, Ace.
It's better than wanting your team to lose.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No,
it's
not. What do you get out of being 6-10?
What'd you get out of one win?
I got a new head coach.
So we got 1 out of 5. 5 wins got us a new coach.
You had 6 wins, and you're bitching about the way the Eagles treated you.
No, because you see improvement. What McMonagle and Giants
6 wins, a lot of improvement.
Now you're going to tell me the Giants aren't moving in the right direction?
I'm a Jet fan
now
right
you're gonna
now.
Make that You can be a sports fan and be honest.
No, you're attacking me.
Yeah, no, he's one of
from
these
a
people,
giant fan perspective.
He has
perspective.
To push one group down and rise
gotcha.
Another one up. It's a,
not
gotcha.
True.
It's a scale of justice thing. With
not true
guy.
At all.
Yeah, exactly
I don't like
is.
The scales of justice. Not true at all, by the way.
You have no ability to like sit out there. I'm a fan. I'm a diehard
Evan,
fan.
Evan,
I'm
busting balls
about...
is all I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
I'm having fun at Giant fans' expense because I'm a Jet fan, much like when I was busting the Met fan ball yesterday because you got outbid by the Toronto Blue Jays.
Because you're a Yankee fan?
What happened?
That's you just said you were busting Giant
fans busting
because
Met...
you're a Jet fan.
What happened?
You said you were busting Giant balls
yeah.
just because you are a Jet fan. And then you went real casually right into just like... Just like I was busting Met shoes yesterday because, and then you kind of realized what you were saying.
What did you mean to say?
I'm busting Giant fans' balls because I just like busting balls.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, it's fun.
If the Jets win six games next year, I'm afraid to tell you.
I'm not going to be happy.
I don't know about, well, it depends.
I'm not.
If Deshaun Watson is here and they signed Allen Robinson and they made a lot of moves, then yeah, I think the expectations may be raised. But if they are still in the process of rebuilding and you see marked improvement, which is what the Giants got, and you see a competently coached team, it's very possible, Craig, a year from now, we're sitting here saying,
no,
yeah, 6-10, they're moving in the right direction.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't celebrate a 6-win NFL season.
It's not celebrate.
Yeah,
I didn't say celebrate.
Hey, we're on the right track. You know why Giant fans do that? I'm going to tell you the truth.
Here we go.
Why don't we just keep the Giant franchise... Why don't we keep it real? Because Giant fans have a complete fabrication of your history.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
Huh.
Oh, Eli Manning's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
He is.
He's fantastic.
Well, that's
yeah, okay.
true.
Do I need to go over how many seasons?
Do you need to go over how many Super Bowls he won?
Please.
How many road playoff games he won?
Ooh.
Okay.
How many franchises in the history of football have won more Super Bowls than the New York Football Giants?
Here we go. Throwing out some silly facts.
Silly?
Here we go.
It's the only thing that matters. Championships. It's the thing that Coach Salah said earlier today that got me moist.
By the way, if the New York Jets were here since 1923, we'd have some championships
too. Super Bowls.
Yeah.
The Jets have been around since the beginning with regards to the Super Bowl.
Can we?
Super Bowl. The Jets won the third Super Bowl.
That's right.
How many do they have?
That's the one.
Okay. How many have the Giants won?
Four.
Okay. How many franchises have won more than four Super Bowls? And if you need to phone a friend, that's fine.
No, I know the answer.
Okay, good.
I don't like the answer. But I know the answer.
Okay.
By the way, can we agree on this?
Maybe.
Sometimes the best team doesn't win the Super Bowl.
Oh, God. What a loser statement that is.
Can we agree?
Sure.
We can agree?
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
Fair. The New England Patriots were the better team. Let's just...
Really?
They're the real champions
were
that year.
Were the Baltimore Colts better than the New York Jets in Super Bowl III?
Never happened. It's like 90 years ago. Who cares?
Wait, so we don't have a Super Bowl?
No, we have it because there's a trophy,
what?
But...
So do we have it or do we don't have it?
Was that really even football back then? Come on. What are we talking about? 1969. We're still, by the way, if we're still holding on to the trophy from 1969, shame on us.
I agree, but that still counts.
Yeah. We're just lucky that Woody Johnson didn't move the team to St. Louis like he wanted to. Then we'd have no team.
What?
Oh, yeah? You don't know that story? Oh, yeah.
What?
Jets almost moved to St. Louis. That's right. They didn't, so it's not a story.
When did this happen?
When St. Louis needed a football team.
No. Did you say Woody Johnson?
That's right. Yep.
When the hell did this happen?
When St. Louis was in the market for a football team. What year was that?
I'm going to repeat this again.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Well, it didn't happen.
St. Louis had a football team.
And then they didn't. So whatever year that was.
That was a few years ago.
That's right. But it never happened, so it's not worth discussing.
No.
It
could
be easily denied because it never took place.
No, you can't drop that bomb and walk away.
How about that?
You can't set that fire and walk away.
Can I get
away.
A what? What? Meanwhile, Deshaun Watson and I are fast friends on Twitter.
Has he responded to you?
What happened?
Has he responded to you?
Well, when you DM with somebody, you don't share the DM with people,
does
Evan. Russ, there's no point in DMing.
Wait, so he follows you?
What happened?
Does he follow you?
When you reach out to somebody via direct message, you're doing it because you don't want other people to know what's going on. Deshaun Watson's going to be a New York Jet.
I'll repeat this question.
We were tossing salads with supermodels.
That's the wrong quote from Boomer. I apologize for that.
Yeah, boy.
There you go. First caller, 866-540 WFAN. Here is John and Belmar, where we're going to have our very first live show in DJs.
Third
we're pumped
show.
Up for that. Third What's going show. On, Johnny?
What's going on, Craig? I just want first thing, what happened with the DJ's budget? It used to be the Gin Blossom, Shut Your Face, and now we're all the way down to Lifespeed?
Lifespeed's the greatest cover band in New Jersey. What are you talking about?
Well, they play at Bar A anyway. They're not even a DJ's band, but we'll move on to the next
one. No. Lifespeed is a Carton and Roberts kind of band, and we'll be outside on a big deck right across from the ocean. It's going to be great.
Oh, and trust me, I'll be there just Good. Like the last time.
My man.
It was the Gin Blossoms. Come on.
Yes, but listen, the Gin Blossoms was the biggest waste of money we ever had in the history of our show going on the road. The Gin Blossoms. Come on, what are we doing?
All right, next one. Who's the biggest winner of the Deshaun Watson trade to the Jets?
The Jets.
Nope, James Morgan.
James Morgan, because he becomes backup quarterback to Deshaun Watson. Is that why?
No, because he wears number 4 and he's going to get a big old check.
Oh, well played, sir.
That is very
well played indeed.
Listen, all I know about James Morgan and most Jet fans know is that we bitched when a draft pick was used on him in like the 4th round. Yeah. I didn't even know what number he wore.
Guys, I can't hang up on John. Not that John's done anything worthy of being hung up upon.
I actually made a good point.
But I can't hang up on him right now. I'm pushing the button. I keep pushing the button. But apparently they want you to stay on the air.
We might have an issue because he's hung up on mine. Okay.
Yeah, all good now. He's gone now. There you go.
That's who thought of that? James Morgan's going to get paid the way Landry Shamet's getting paid.
How much?
Harden didn't reveal.
Is that the whole cupcake thing and an Apple Watch or something?
He didn't reveal what I guess it is, but you're lucky enough to wear the number of the superstar that's coming to your town.
Yeah, we did our show live at DJ's back in like 2009 or something. And Governor Christie came, kind of co-hosted with us. And the guy that was running promotions at the time here, not John, or it was like the head, not Troy, it's like the head guy. Right. I was like, I've got a great idea. Let's bring in the Gin Blossoms. And we're like, yeah, why? And they gave him like $30,000 or something.
Wow.
For the Gin Blossoms to play. Yeah. So stupid.
Sounds like jealousy, if you ask me.
What, me?
Yeah.
Why would I be jealous of the Gin Blossoms? I was doing the show.
It was a bad joke. Hey, Jealousy is their big hit.
Oh.
That went over your head.
There you go.
Going crash instead of whoop over
he
your head.
He said, sounds like jealousy.
Right.
That's not the name of a song.
Yeah, but it's alluding to a song.
Yeah, but no one picked up on that. Therefore, car crash.
Are you sure? No one picked up on it or you didn't pick up on it?
I bet you there's people out there who picked up on it.
No, they pick up on it now because it's been explained.
No, I think you
in the moment when you said that's just jealousy.
Everybody, no.
Nobody picked up on it.
I didn't say that's just jealousy.
What'd you say?
Sounds like jealousy. Sound, band, song, jealousy, their hit. It makes sense.
How's it go? Sing it.
I got again with the sing. Hey, you know, hey, jealousy.
I don't know how it goes.
Hey, jealousy. Hey, jealousy.
That's
promise you think it'd be all right if I could just crash here tonight. I can see I'm in no shape for driving. Anyway, they got no place to go.
I love his voice.
And you know it might not be that bad. You were the best I ever had. If I hadn't blown the whole thing years ago, I might not be alone. Tomorrow we can drive around this town. Let the cops chase us around. Something might be found to take
Not
his
bad.
Place.
That was awesome.
Not bad. All right. He knows lyrics and songs.
And he's got such a voice,
hey,
man.
Hey, jealousy.
Hey, jealousy.
Yeah, well, they played that song, and everyone's like,
of course
okay.
They did.
And then the 500 people packed into DJ said, what other songs you got?
I love that song. It's a great song.
No, it's a good tune.
And
good tune.
There's another one.
Till
I heard, found out about you. You know that one, too. Right?
Yes. Isn't that the Friends song?
No.
No.
That's not the Friends song?
No.
Found out about you.
I can see why you would think that.
Similar.
But it's not.
Not.
No.
What was the Friends song?
Until I Hear It From You. Right? There's another one.
Now, what's the Friends song?
I'll be there for you.
I'll be there for you.
Da, 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 when da, the rain da, starts da, to pour.
I'll be there for you. And then Joey's sleeping with Rachel.
All right, we didn't need
that.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Wow.
I'm not sure any of this works.
Here's Steve in Bayside quickly. Steve, good afternoon.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
I have no
idea. Number one, you got from Robert Saleh what you expected.
Yep.
Last year when the Giants hired Joe Fudge, you didn't know what to expect because you couldn't take him out of a lineup.
That's fair enough.
Number one.
Yep.
McDonagle, whatever that guy's name is, he was rooting for the Giants to lose back when they were trying to draft Chase Young. So he can take his opinion and
is that true, C-Mac?
No. It's absolutely not true.
Did he say that on one of his Saturday shows, Steve?
He doesn't even know my name. He knows what I said on Saturday night.
He's referring to you the way Mike referred to you. That's okay, Chris, and you know that.
Yeah. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. He clearly doesn't know me that well. He doesn't know my
name. When did, Steve, I'm defending you. When did Chris say that?
He said that on one of his overnight shows, and I was completely sober. Maybe he wasn't. But anyway.
Hey, it speeds things up.
I just want to let you guys know. I don't know if you guys are aware because it hasn't been talked about, but the Jets are giving up 2 third-round picks to sign Robert Saleh.
No, I don't think that's the way it works, Steve. I think that they are being given the 3rd-round picks. They're not coming from the Jets.
It's a bonus pick. Yeah, correct. You're not gonna. You don't penalize a team for hiring a minority candidate.
That would be a horrible idea.
They would never hire any.
It's. The NFL created it so that they're like adding those picks to the San Francisco 49ers.
Exactly right. So when the round is over, you will see a bonus pick that gets put in there for any team that hires a minority coach. Now, here's from the team that had the coach originally benefits.
Right.
Here's the problem this year. Only one.
It's sad, man.
Only one.
It really is.
As the Eagles hired a white guy, too.
Yeah.
Again, not to say that these white head coaches now didn't deserve the job.
It's not that.
It's not. I want to be clear about that.
No.
You know, they shouldn't apologize for taking the job. They shouldn't apologize for getting the job. The teams that hired them feel like they hired the best available candidate. But unless I missed it, Todd Bowles and Eric Bieniemy. Was there a third minority candidate than Robert Saleh?
I'll tell you one who I thought deserved
that we know got interviewed.
Well, I think a lot. Leslie Frazier got interviewed.
Okay, so there have been a few others.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I can't tell you why teams said no to them. I can assure you it's not because they're African-American or any other, you know, minority-based candidate. It's just that each individual team, on its own accord, decided that the guy they hired was a better fit for them.
But it's
that's all.
But you can say, and this is certainly the way I feel.
It is a problem.
The situation stinks, and it's a problem. I mean, right now there are 2 black coaches in the National Football League. That's not enough.
And there are guys that deserve it. And 1 Muslim.
Yeah, it's not enough. And there are guys who deserve head coaching jobs.
By the way, is being a Muslim, does that make you a minority candidate?
Well, according to the NFL rules, it does.
Oh, it does. Okay.
That's why the Niners are getting picked.
But that's a religion.
No, it's not Muslim. Let me correct my. It's not Muslim. It's the fact.
Is he Farsi or it's just
I'll look it up.
It can't be religious based.
It's not,
right?
I don't think it's religion based.
I just want to make sure about that because religion's doesn't make you a minority.
It's not that.
Got it. So it's something. So the San Francisco 49ers do get a third.
I think it's
as
an Arab American.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Listen. More power to him. He's the best candidate available. We got him. I'm glad he's the New York Jet head coach. It's also good. I will say this. When was the last time that the Giants and the Jets both had a head coach that the fan base has really liked at the same time?
It's early. That's why.
Right? Yeah, if he goes 0-7 and mismanaged the clock.
Well, he hasn't coached the game yet, and Joe Judge has only had 1 year. But we are living in a time in New York sports, and if you want to leave out hockey, you can, I guess.
Sure.
But look at the basketball coaches. Steve Nash has been there for 5 minutes. Tom Thibodeau has been there for 5 minutes. They're brand new. The football coaches, Joe Judge has had 1 year. Saleh just got hired. The baseball managers, Boone's got experience now, but it's still only been 3 seasons. And Luis Rojas is about to enter his 2nd. We don't have a lot of long-standing coaches/managers, and it is even the same in hockey because Barry Trotz hasn't been around that long. Coach Quinn hasn't been around there long.
Are you telling me that right now, Aaron Boone is the most senior tenured head coach in New York City sports?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying.
We suck. I know. That's
what
my point.
What are we doing?
Aaron Boone, who's been there for three seasons, which in the whole grand scheme of things ain't a lot of time. And that does include hockey, by the way. The Devils just hired a coach. Trotz has only been there a few years. Same thing with Quinn. Nash Thibodeau, 5 seconds. The football
That's
coach.
That's crazy, right?
It's amazing.
Especially when you consider, well, I mean, you'd have to go to Girardi or Torrey, but Aaron Boone is the longest tenured coach slash manager in New York professional sports. That's how bad New York sports got.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Crazy talk.
Isn't it nuts?
877-337-6666. Do you have a winner of the WFAN miniature sponge basketball, Tommy?
I do.
And what's the man's name? Where is he from?
James in Holbrook.
James in Holbrook, congratulations. You get this miniature WFAN basketball every day between 5 and 6. Evan and I give away a little piece of WFAN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.